Good morning, guys. How you doing? How's everybody doing? Oh, look at that. We got Wild Leo, Hershey Logic, David, ADW, Jaden Sharma, Matuas. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Oh, man, I didn't fix my face cam over here. Let me fix it up. All right. Let's get started. Yeah, actually, you know what? Let's play a little bit of music here. You know what? We'll go to Epidemic Sound. Because I have the rights for this music. Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? Hope you guys are good. There you go. You guys should be able to hear it now. All right. First of all, let's see here. I'm on my way in the UK. Nice. Missed your last stream, Wally. It's all good. Sharma, I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm chilling. It's good day yesterday. And, thought I was going to sneeze. 1:30 here. It is 5:31 here. So, welcome, guys. If it's your first time, my name is Mark. This is Morning Motivation. It's just literally me. I wake up every day and I tend to need or watch inspirational videos every day just to kind of get going, you know, keep my day productive. I plan out every step of my day from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. just in case I'm up that late. I usually go to sleep around 8 or 9. But I planned out every step of the day. So even if I do get lazy throughout the day, it's planned with something so I can hold myself accountable for what I should be doing. And stay motivated doing that. I try to wake up and I try to get started the right way. So I figured, why not do it with other people? I'm sure everyone, other people struggle to get up early or struggle to change their routine or struggle to stay motivated throughout the day. So why not just share that? Everyone share the like button. Nice, David. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. David Lee. Hey, we share the name. There's a lot of Lees in my subscribers and followers on Twitch and YouTube. It's crazy. But thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Brady, what up? Cockadoodle, motherfuckers. Make today your... That's right. Yeah, you know what? That was almost... There was the quote of the day was almost something in line with that. It was like... run the day, otherwise it'll run you. And that's what it, that's, I almost made it that, but it didn't quite make it, make the cut. Let's get started, I guess. Quote of the day, the first segment, we do like 2-3 segments. I'm gonna be adding one pretty soon here. Ooh, actually, I already did kind of add one, so I'm gonna start with that. I start with the kind of a riddle of the day, just something to kind of, get the brain working. I don't know, something to think about on the side, something to occupy your brain otherwise. So maybe you can push some other stuff out of your brain, put this in your brain, and then ingest whatever it is that we talk about here. You know what I'm saying? Wow, Leah, how are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. I feel good this morning. I'm ready to go for today. So let's get started with the riddle. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I used this riddle yet. So if you guys seen this one, let me know. Toast, what's up? Welcome. Okay. Friday, poppin'. Okay. I am not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth. Wow. My mic is all jacked up. Sorry, guys. But I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I? Anybody know what that is? I'm not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I? Ugh. Anybody knows? Riddles deep. Fire. Jaden Sharma. Good. That was an easy one. I'm gonna start getting hard. I'm gonna start making these hard on you guys. I gotta, Jaden Sharma. Good job. All right, I'm gonna start making these harder. All right, Jane Sharma, you're gonna be Riddler of the stream tomorrow. You'll get your little name on the stream. Wait, actually over here, with the Riddler, you'll be the Riddler of the stream tomorrow. But these are going to end up being harder because you guys are, as a collective, I think you guys are sharper than I first. I don't know. I thought the riddles might be hard, but when you can see the answer right there, it's hard to determine how hard it would be. All right, moving on. Quote of the day. So, now that that's done, sorry if that went real quick for whoever else. Jade Sharma, good job, man. All right, quote of the day. Now, trust me. This is, on its surface, is very light and like, what the hell? But let's talk about it. Quote of the day is, it is what it is. And this can be misinterpreted. This can be exaggerated. Nala, get your face out of that bag. Hey, stop it. It is what it is, though. Okay? And what I want to say about this is, the quicker you accept the reality or what things are, is the quicker you can decide the direction that you want to go. So, a lot of times, won't accept what things for what they are. Okay. And I think I touch on this on other streams. It is what it is. So, bad things happen, right? Bad things happen all the time. People say things, people do things, your account goes negative, you lose a job. You know, these are all like devastating. Some of these things are devastating things. You know, but great things, great things. What great things? Great things, great things. Wow, my chat stopped working on YouTube. Hold on a second, guys. I'm sorry, it's not working for me. It's not popping up. It's popping up in the it's popping up on the stream. but it is what it is. What are those gray things on your desktop? I'll get back to that in a second here. I don't know. I'm not sure what gray things I'm talking about here. Those notes. Oh, yeah, these are notes. Yeah, these are notes. Now, if you can accept the fact that, you know, bad things happen, bills come up that you can't pay. You know, maybe you don't know exactly how you're going to pay that bill, but the moment that, the quicker you accept that and you just say it is what it is the quicker that you're on to figuring out what it takes to accomplish it, or what it takes to fix it, or what it takes to do it. If you spend too much time worrying about, you know, I wish this was different, or the way it makes you feel, or, you know, what it does to you, you know, what it does to your situation, the quicker that you can accept it for what it is and move forward and say, okay, I'm gonna figure out what it is. I'm gonna focus on the solution of the problem. You know what I mean? I think that's the quickest way to move forward, really, to tackle the things you come against. I only say this because I spent a lot of time feeling sorry for myself or feeling sorry for things that would happen, and I don't know. It's just a matter of saying, okay, this is what's happening in my life. What can I do to fix it? Right, you know, what can I do to fix it rather than stewing in the fact that whatever it is happening. Once I'm able to realize, okay, I need to move forward, or maybe I'm complaining about something, whatever, I decide, I'm gonna move forward, and then I decide the next move. I'm like, okay, how much money is it that I need to save? Okay, if I was going to do this, how much money would it take? Or, you know, how much time, or, you know, do I need to find a job? Maybe the problem is just that I hate my job. I don't like my job. You know, what time can I spend figuring out a way to make it work to find another job? Am I just being lazy? I don't know. That's just a lot of times what, that's just a lot of times what goes through my mind. There was another quote, that I saw when I was looking. Let me see here if I can find it real quick. When in doubt, don't. I'm religious. I'm Christian, non-denominational Christian. And if you don't like coincide with that, then that's fine. But that's my reality. And when I have problems moving forward, or when I have problems doing things, maybe I'm just stuck in a funk, or maybe I'm just like not motivated, or maybe I'm just upset about something. You know, I don't know what it is. There's plenty of things, but my mom oftentimes has to remind me, even still at 30 years old, but when I just take a second to listen to the Word of God, it usually has something in there for me. If I take the time to seek it out, there's usually something in, there's something hidden in it for me that I find I can relate to my situation and make sense of what I need to do. And then that teaches you how to deal with everything else. I don't know about you, you know, and I'm not trying to push anybody in any direction, but that's where I find comfort. I know there's people all over the world that watch this. So it's a matter of, I don't know. That's how I do it. Yesterday I had a hard time and I woke up in not a great mood, and today it's obviously different. Today I obviously feel a little bit different. And I think that's honestly just because I really took a look at what I was feeling. I was like, okay, I was able to identify it and say, okay, this is what is going on. My emotions are a little all over the place. And I took control over it. You know, maybe I don't have control over the things that are happening. Maybe I don't have control over anything really in the world, but I do have control over me and what I do, how I act, how I react, you know, and if I'm reacting or if I'm proactive, you know, I have control over that. So I'm gonna make sure that I take control over what I have control over. And you know what? I think when you do things like this, it gets repetitive. It gets to a point where some of the things that I've said, I know almost, you know, I've said at least one other time. But that's because sometimes different people have to hear things in different ways to understand what's going on. And you know what? I'm one of those people to where I'm not trying to just educate people here. Like I'm just talking to you guys until someone decides to weigh in on, you know, to someone decides to talk back, you know. Maybe someone disagrees, or maybe someone, you know, like what's her name? Gertrude. Honestly, I mean, because what are my ideas, or what are my, like what does it matter what I think if I don't let anyone challenge it, you know? If I don't let any idea challenge my idea, then how does anybody know whether my ideas hold up or not? How does anyone know whether the things that I'm saying hold up or not? So it's one of those things, like, if you disagree, then go ahead, speak up. I welcome it. I really do, because that can help me. Maybe I change the way I do something, or maybe I change the how I do something, you know? I don't know. What time did you wake up? At 4 a.m. Like 4:30-ish, I'd say. I probably stayed in bed until, like, I didn't even let the second alarm go off. It goes off every 7 minutes. So yeah, 4 a.m. It was like 4:07 or something like that. But yeah, that's one thing that I changed. That's one thing I noticed about myself, is that my body or my mind has fought, like, routine. Yeah, it is. David Lee, I appreciate that. I really do. I'm glad you enjoy them. I've got another one dropping today at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Today, Mountain Standard Time. But that's one thing that I realized that I had to do, because I'm a very, like, sporadic, like, fly by the seat of my pants type person. I don't like schedules. I don't like being, like, held accountable. I don't like being held accountable for my time, really. I like to just do what I want to do and how I want to do it, because it changes so often. I'm all over the place. And I tried to get things done. It was very hard for me to get things done when I was not organized. But I had a very hard time getting organized. So one random day a couple weeks ago, I went out one day, bought a whiteboard, and started scheduling my whole day. And I started it at 4 a.m. because I also was complaining that I didn't have enough time in the day. I think a lot of people wish they had more time in the day, so I started holding myself accountable for that. And I realized that I was complaining about some things that I had control over, so I took control over them. And I know that there's other people, and there's a lot of other successful people, so it just happened to work out in that way, that, you know, what I needed to do worked out in the way that it's something that a lot of successful, motivating people do. They wake up early, they get started, and they take advantage of those extra hours in the day, you know? They take advantage of that extra time, and all it takes really is a commitment. It takes the power that you have in you to change that routine. Maybe, yes, it's hard, but once you get into the routine, it's done. So I did it, and I've been doing it for a little while. Is there a story on why you got your tattoo? Which one? I've got a few. This one, my arm? This one? Yeah. So it's flames, chains, and a sword. And the sword is two-sided, and it's going into my wrist down here, right? But it's also breaking the chains. But it's also breaking the chains and piercing the fire on my arm. And when I was younger, I don't think I knew how to even articulate. I didn't know how to put this in words. So I would explain it like It would take me a whole long time to explain it, but I'll try to be quick. The flames and the chains that the sword is piercing through are the things that in my life that have held me back. The things that I've gone through in my mind, it has felt like a prison, like a fiery prison. I just didn't know where to go because I'm so sporadic and everywhere. It was hard for me to figure out what to do about, like, my mind just feeling very just cloudy and crazy. So the sword is like my strengths, like the things about me taking control and breaking those chains and breaking through that, because no matter what, I've always gotten through it. But that sword is stabbing me, and it's double-sided because, man, my biggest strength is also my, you know, it can also be my biggest weakness. And it's also the thing that kind of pulls me down sometimes, is I'm very sensitive to emotion and I'm very sensitive to people. And while it's my biggest strength in speaking to people and feeling, you know, and just talking to people, really being a friend, being that person there when I become friends with someone, you know, it's just. I'm good at people, and I'm also sensitive to it. And when people hurt me, or in the past when I've let people hurt me or let situations, you know, I fall very victim to a lot of situations because of how sensitive I am, and you know how I feel. I come to tears a lot more often than a lot of other people because of that empathy, or that and that sensitivity, I guess. I don't know, it's just one of those things, like, that's just what it is. It is what it is. I'm sensitive, and I can't change that, but that's what it is, really. It's just, the sword is my strength, both my strength and my greatest weakness, and while it hurts me, it also has broken the chains and brought me out of places that I didn't really think I could really come out of, so that's what it is. That's the end of the quote of the day. If there's any questions that you guys want to ask, don't other people get it down? Yeah. That's it for the quote of the day. There is Q&A. If you guys have any questions, if there's anybody who wants to ask me anything, or anybody wants to weigh in or disagree with what I'm saying, you're more than welcome. That's what I'm here for, just to kind of talk things out and figure things. I figure that there's, I don't know, something going on. I guess if I had something going on, would I, you know, hop on a live stream and then just tell someone about it in hopes that they can talk to me about it? I guess probably not. But that's really, I guess that's really what we're trying to accomplish here. I just want people to feel comfortable telling me, hey, this is going on, blah, blah, blah. What do you think I could do about it? Or, you know, what ideas do you have? Or, you know, maybe my mind, you know, what perspective, you know, sometimes you just need more, you know, that, like, you talk to people about what's going on sometimes and you just need another perspective. So maybe that's a good way to explain it. I'm here as another perspective. That's all. I can see you blowing up. Do you like basketball? Okay, so I really, basketball is a touchy subject for me. What's my end goal? Let's talk about that, Jaden. Give me 1 second. I can see you blowing up. David Lee, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Nodita, what's up? Pringles, what's up? You guys, welcome. I appreciate you guys showing up. I'm glad you guys made it. Okay, let me start with, do I like basketball? So I love basketball. I love playing basketball. I don't love watching it. I don't like watching things that I want to do, that I would rather do. You know, I don't like watching people do something that I would rather do, for whatever reason. I'm weird like that. So, but I used to watch it a lot. I used to watch it, like, religiously. But basketball, I love playing it. However, since I had my motorcycle accident, I have still yet to play basketball. Why? I don't know. Especially now that I have a little bit more time, and plus it's hot as hell here in Arizona. Love basketball. I used to play forever, but I like broke a bunch of things. I broke my whole left side of my body pretty much, and I couldn't play as much. Let's see here. What's your end goal, Jaden Sharma? What's your end goal? My end goal is really just to... I was thinking about this the other day. I want to... It's not necessarily that I want to get famous. I mean, but that helps me... That helps my end goal. I want to show people that you can get big, or you can get famous, or you can get... somewhere in life, you can be successful the right way. And the right way meaning, like, you can just be nice to people, you can be yourself, you don't have to play a part, you don't have to be something crazy, you don't have to wow people all the time. You want to sometimes, but you don't have to, like, be fake to do it. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't have to be a fake person to do it, because I strongly believe that social media and the world is waiting for someone to be just to stop with all the bullshit and be real in front of a camera. Like, just be real, just be a normal person. I think people are itching for that so bad. I know I have been. Like, I just want to see someone just be fucking normal. So I've yet to really see someone be normal, like, as possible. Some people on YouTube, few people here and there. But I decided to just do it myself. So it's a slow moving process, because I mean, it's kind of boring being a regular person. It's just kind of boring being a regular person, but I think in time, when as things move forward, as I progress, as I'm able, as I continue doing this, and as revenue picks up because I continue doing it, I can do more fun things and I can do crazier things, but I can do my best to remain me. And that's what I want to prove. I want to prove that you don't have to be Logan Paul to, like, do something. You know what I mean? You could be real. That's all. You can see blown up. Morning Mark, same here. Trying to get my lungs to open. Flu and asthma. Oh, I'm sorry. Not at the... You gotta stay healthy. Orange juice, vitamin C, all that stuff. Just do everything you can to stay healthy. What position do you play? I'm I'm 30 years old now. When I was a kid, in middle school, I played center. But I'm obviously too skinny a frame to play center. And I'm only 6'1 now. Or 6'3, 6'1. I'm 6'3. Power forward, shooting guard. I'm kind of on the court. I end up being kind of an all around guy. I end up being everywhere, because I can play the post game. I don't have the body to move around, but kind of a, like, with less talent, like a Kevin Garnett. Like, I'm not speaking in terms of talent, but in terms of, like, how he kind of does this and he does that. He can shoot a three, but he can go up and he can drive the lane, like, kind of like that. Not Kevin Garnett. Kevin Durant. I was thinking Kevin Durant when I was saying that. But I think not Kevin Garnett. I don't think he's pulling up any threes anytime. You know what I mean? I don't like to watch sports, but I love to play them. Yeah, that makes tons of sense, David. I get that. So, like, a more famous motivator, a public speaker? Not even that. I don't want to be a motivational speaker or a public speaker, because that's not even what I'm trying to be right now. You know? Julia, stop it, otherwise I'm going to block you. But Either way, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I don't even want to be a motivational speaker or a public speaker. I just want to show people that you can be normal, that you can be a normal person and do it, man. It's gonna take some time, and I know that because if you're gonna build it right, it's gonna take a lot of time. But I just want to be, I want to show people that you can be normal and still get crazy, you know what I mean? All right, boy, I have to leave. Sorry, but I love your stream. Thank you, David Lee, for being here, dude. I appreciate you showing up. Hope to see you again next time. Have a good day. I hope that your day, I hope your day is productive. You know, that's what I hope for. Not just good, I hope it's productive. So take it easy, bro. By the way, Mark, any advice on how to cook without a stove? There's hot plates. You can order those off Amazon. You could order the you can get those from Walmart. If you really want to be cheap, you can get camping stoves, which are like there's lots of options. I think the best the best way to do it would probably go to go to Goodwill. Find a do you guys have Goodwill out there in New Zealand? I don't know. Do you guys have like thrift stores or hand-me-down stores? Go get a toaster oven. That's probably the easiest way. Toaster oven to cook anything. Get yourself a toaster oven and a microwave, and then you can do anything. And then, if that's not enough because you want to boil some stuff or put salt, like, you know, do something like that, you get the hot plate. You get a hot plate. Look those up. Look up hot plate. It's a little electric thing, and it gets hot. You put the thing on top of it, and you can cook on it. You can cook like on a little desk, and you can a pan and everything. But yeah, Ashton Lee, another Lee, what's up? Australia, other side, the clear other side of the world. How are you doing? It's nighttime for you then, right? Does that mean it's like, or 6 p.m. for you? Coming up around dinner time, Rafik, what's up? How you doing? Welcome to the stream. I appreciate you being here as well. Our oven still works, it's just a stove that doesn't. Oh yeah, get a hot plate. Look up on Amazon or it's just a little electric little thing that you can use, or a camping stove. Those things work well too. So for those of you who are here for the first time, my name is Mark. Oh, we got Indonesia here. We got everybody here, dude. We got New Zealand, Australia, Indonesia. It's crazy, dude. It's insane how many different places. It's awesome. It's awesome. We got US, New Zealand, Indonesia, Australia. That's pretty cool. Sorry, I want to welcome the podcast here. We've been on for a while and haven't acknowledged you guys at all. For those of you who don't know, I did ha start putting this in a podcast format. So, welcome all the listeners here on the podcast. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys tuning in every week. And yeah. So, no, I haven't seen it yet. But for those of you, it's your first time. My name is Mark. I literally just structured my day so that I'm just trying to be more productive. And this is one of my ways of doing it. I always find myself looking for motivating things to get me through the day. So I figured why not talk with people and share that time with people just to kind of bounce ideas. I think people are smarter in numbers when those numbers have an actual goal. That's the problem, is that people think that people assume that we're stupid in numbers. And yeah, people are stupid in numbers when everybody get a I'll have to do that a little bit later, Narita. It'll be I forgot what I was saying. No, I forgot what I was saying. But fuck, man, I really forgot exactly what I was talking about. Oh, but anyways, every morning I'm more productive, so I'm here with you guys, talking it out, figuring out what's gonna, if you guys have questions, if there's anything that you guys want to discuss, or if there's anything that you guys want to figure out too. So there's some people that are having a hard time. So, the quote of the day today was, "It is what it is," and the only reason why it is what it is because we can't change the world, so take control over what you do have control over, and that's yourself and what you do, how you do it, and just how hard you try. Only you hold yourself accountable for how hard you try. And if you're not trying hard enough, you're not going to get it. That's plain and simple. And you might as well just try as hard as you possibly can. There's no sense in taking this. What's the chance in taking opportunity to rest? You know how many people run their day the same way every day and don't really take time to rest and stuff like that. So you know it's possible. It's just a mindset that you have to get into. Maybe you just have to stop being lazy and do to get done whatever it is that you want to get done. You want to the last man, the last 10 seconds of the last video that I posted was probably the most meaningful words. Man, I listened to those words over and over and over again for some reason. And Gary V was saying something. He was like, people worry about what people say to them, what happens to them, and all this other stuff in the world. And it's insane because, I mean, the chances of you even being a human being is crazy. And then people want to be special, and it's like, if you want to be an anomaly, you have to act like one. There's no way you could possibly ask for something crazy or above what other people have, or anything beyond what, people see it as a dream. You can't ask for something like that and think that you don't have to work super hard at doing just that. You know what I mean? Some of that should be how to deal with breakups. Okay. This is the best thoughts that this is the best thoughts that I had. When dealing with stuff like that. If that person, if that person didn't want to be with me, if that person, okay, so yeah, you spend all this time with people and you get to know them and you build this life with someone that you're used to being with. Your life is a certain way because you're used to it with them in it. And then they want to break up, and what hurts the most is when you think about, doing those things without them in your life anymore, things being different, your whole life just being totally different. But we all know that there comes a point when you get used to it and you get back to your life without them. And I think one of the things that you worry about most is what they're doing, being jealous of what they're doing. But you have to remember that if that person breaks up with you, or you have to break up with them, you have to remember that it's happening for a reason. And even if you didn't want it and they wanted it, you thank God that it's happening, because you wouldn't want to be stuck with someone who doesn't want to be with you for the rest of your life. Why would you want to be stuck with someone who doesn't want to be with you, who doesn't work with? Be thankful that you found out early. That's what I say. It's like, be thankful, be like, whew, all right, fine, this sucks, it's stupid, and I don't like this, but it's happening early enough, and I don't, you know, I'm not wasting any more time with that person. Maybe the relationship was good, maybe it was all fine and dandy, but it just didn't work the way that it should, you know, and that's all fine. But if it wasn't for you guys, it wasn't for you guys, and be happy that you have a chance to move on and figure out what is for you. That's the thought that helped me out with breakups. I was like, it made me say, okay, whew, okay, all right, I dodged a bullet. It wasn't meant to be. So there's someone that's still out there that I'll find that I'll be much happier with. So I was more so, I became more excited about finding who I was supposed to be with, or the chance to again, you know? What's up? Runner is back. What's up, dude? Hey, we're gaming today, for sure. I know that's what you're waiting on. So if you, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time tomorrow. I mean today, tomorrow. Psych. Today we're playing some games. Okay. So if you want to come back on Twitch, I'll be here. I'll be there. I mean. Mark, by the way, are there suggestions for newly graduated students who want to start a business? Okay, so I don't know. I can't pretend to educate you on how to start a business, like how to actually start a business. That's not something I can educate you on because I'm trying to figure it out myself right now. But if you're newly graduated, I'd say you're in the best time to do it. A lot of times people want you to, you know, you have choices. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say. You have choices. After school, you can take what you've learned and you can go get yourself a job and start making some tenure and stay very productive and save money. And find yourself a woman, a house, and all that stuff. If you want to do that, that's a perfectly solid plan, and you should go do that. The other alternative is you're out of school now, and you don't have any obligations. You have the most freedom you're going to ever have right now, so take some chances. And when I say take some chances, I mean take some calculated chances. I mean, if you want to try to start a business, start a business. Start figuring out what it takes to. Don't just ask someone don't ask a bunch of people how to start a business and expect them to be able to tell you how to start a business. You know, and I know, if you just use logic, that's an extremely complicated thing, and no one's gonna sit down and tell you how to do it, because if they could sit down and tell you how to do it, they'd be a millionaire. If they were a millionaire, they wouldn't have the time to talk to you. So you start reading. You start consuming content. You know, I can make suggestions. Start reading books. I like Gary Vee. I like Jordan Peterson. He's not really business oriented, but there's lots of other people. I don't want to make a whole lot of suggestions only because it's kind of a path that you need to find for yourself, because regardless of what business it is, you learn in your own way, and you're going to be inspired in your own way. So start listening to podcasts. Start, you know, stop. First of all, get your life in order. Start figuring out, okay, are you prepared to do that, to start a business? Or are you trying to maximize the time that you have to be comfortable and lazy? Are you willing to come home from work or whatever it is that you're going to be and consume content of learning how to start a business, or learning your craft, or learning what it is that you want to start a business about? You have to know it up, down, left, and right. So are you dedicated to that process, or do you just want a business? You know, you have to really figure that out for yourself. And if you don't want to do any of that, you don't have that ambition, you don't have that drive, then go get a job until you find something that you have that ambition and drive for. But I will tell you one thing is, right now when you're out of school, this is probably the most freedom that you'll have to do any of that stuff, that you'll that, and the older you get, the more responsibility and the less freedom you end up taking that freedom from yourself by gaining responsibilities. Maybe you get a girlfriend and you accidentally, she accidentally gets pregnant. You know, that happens. So the earlier you can take advantage of the freedom that you have is the better. Need to start watching these morning motivations more often. I'd be happy to see you here more often. Really, it's just, like I said, it's just a way for us to bounce ideas off each other, and really the human beings are dumb as a group, but when we get together with a goal, it's amazing what people do. It's downright amazing what people do when a big group gets together with a goal. For instance, like this whole Raid Area 51 thing, like, yeah, it's silly and it's weird, and some people are taking it seriously. Sometimes some people, I'm sure there's plenty of people taking it seriously, but that's besides the point. My point is that look how many people came together for one cause. Just click the, I mean, yeah, all I did was click a button, but look how many people clicked that one button. You know what I mean? So I think we're starting to get a view of like, okay, this is what we can do as people. You know, we can actually stir some things up, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes that takes a little bit longer to make happen, but hell, looks like Area 51 is being stormed. I don't know. What music do I listen to? I listen to everything except for country at different times. So, you know, in a certain moods, when I'm in certain moods, it's all electronic music, just like dubstep and drum and bass, like just a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of that. And then there's times where I listen to like stoner music, like Slightly Stupid and 311. And then there's times where I'm listening to like weird rock, like Coheed and Cambria. And then there's times where I'm listening to like Linkin Park. And then there's times where I'm listening to Post Malone. And then there's times where I'm listening to like DMX and Eminem and old school hip hop. I listen to quite a bit. So mostly everything except for country. But nothing really new. I don't really listen to anything new. If it's new, it's already got points against it, because it's new. I'll admit that I'm very unfair to the new stuff. I haven't liked it, don't like it, so it's already got a tough grading scale. So a lot of times I'm just like, nope. Nope. It's got to be like forced into my ears, and then I'm like, oh, I guess I do kind of like it, you know? I do kind of like it. But do I really? You know what I mean? If we all store in the Bermuda Triangle, none of us can get lost. What? Yeah, that's... yeah, I think... I'll leave the Bermuda Triangle alone.
Maybe it's not something crazy or supernatural. Maybe it's just something we just don't understand. Like,
maybe there's a massive entrance to a black hole at the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know. It'd be sucking everything into the end. It'd be impossible. Whatever. Gosh. But yeah, it is what it is. One thing that I do want to say is I'm going to continue to stick to my plan, my schedule, and keep doing what I think is right for my future. I don't think it's always the popular opinion. I don't think it's always the great thing, but... Like I said before, I did say before that I am religious, I am a Christian, and I do believe that this is, I'm doing what God led me to do so, is leading me to do so. At that point, I'm not letting anything else, I'm not letting my mind doubt myself or anything like that. I'm just kind of move forward, you know. I don't know what the hell this music is. I just put on some random shit. It's supposed to be laid back, relaxing beats. I don't know, some of those didn't sound so laid back and relaxing. Different gamer! What's up? How you doing? Good morning. What's something you've always wanted to get into but never had the chance? A lot of things. I'm a very ambitious person, meaning there's a lot of things I want to try and do. I would love to skydive. I had a I have a guitar that I wanted to learn how to play that I never really learned how to play. I learned a little bit, not enough though. I really wanted to get into MMA a little more than I did. Those are some things that I would love to explore a little further. And I'm sure that later on in life, once I'm accomplishing goals and I'm knocking things down, some of those things are going to come back up and be targets for me later on in life. But right now my target is content creation. I like creating content. I really enjoy it. I'm trying to get myself out of this ditch of, I mean, really what the problem, the only problem is revenue right now, like bringing in dollars, bringing in money, you know, doing what I love doesn't pay the way you hope it would all the time, you know. But that's why I'm working so hard to put myself out there. I'm going to be going to a place today to see if I can talk to them about making some merch for me, a couple of shirts or something like that, so I can give some away. I'm just really looking to take things seriously, and I'm gonna grind, man. I'm gonna work hard. Maybe I look stupid every once in a while. Maybe I do something wrong. Maybe I do something weird, and maybe people are like, "Huh, that's a little cringy, dude." But you know how many things are cringy until they're amazing? And then all of a sudden a bunch of people are like, "Oh my god, this is amazing." When there was like 8 people prior to it that were like, "This is fucking stupid." You know what I mean? So hey, yeah, maybe, I don't care. Maybe this right here, maybe this whole situation is kind of cringy. Maybe this whole situation is kind of weird. But I don't have any doubt that this could grow into something crazy, you know what I mean? This could grow into something like just a bunch of people hanging out, trying to feel better, and a bunch of people but that's the beautiful thing about it. That's why I get so excited, is that even if it got big just because it got popular, it still would get big for a good reason. It's still a positive vibe. It's still like good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're normal, we're just hanging out, but it's for a good cause, you know what I'm saying? And not good cause, meaning just donations that you don't know where it's going to, but a good cause, like ourselves and all of us and anybody who decides to jump into it, you know? Hank the Tank, what's up, dude? What's up, dude? How you doing? What's up, Hank? I like you. I like it. I like it. I like that you're here. You're right. This ain't weird at all. You know what? And you know what? But the thing is what I have to realize in order to grow is that it is weird to some people, you know, while it isn't normal, it's not a normal concept. And that's the thing, like we said today, like the quote of the day today, it is what it is, right? So I have to, my reality is that it is a little weird to some people, and I have to realize that. So with that being said, you know, I just work on paying attention to what makes it comfortable for everybody, you know. That's my goal, really. I gotta work on just making it comfortable for everybody to be like, hey, what's up, let's get it started positively, like, and not in a weird way. That's the key. It's like there's all these positive vibes, positive stuff like that, but sometimes it's weird, you know. It's just weird. But I think we got something going on here, and I'm glad to have you guys with me. You guys have been great thus far. I've had a great run with viewers and stuff like that. You guys have been awesome. Hank Pringles, Different Gamer, Ashton, Rafiq, Runner, Narita, Ashton. Hold on, these dogs over here. Nala, Mila. Over here running around causing ruckus. But yeah. Nala, Mila. Going crazy over there. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell in all of your ear holes. Hey, can you read my comment? It could help you. Let's see. I'll go to, let me give, wait, where's my bro? Oh, I just now saw that. Bro, I found a new channel for YouTubers called Kevin David. He has videos about how to make money from YouTube. Kevin David. Why does that sound familiar? Is that the PUBG guy? Let's take a look. Kevin David.
So you've probably heard of SMMA, or creating a social media marketing agency. And if you haven't heard of it, basically what it means is getting paid thousands of dollars per month, every month, to do basic social media tasks.
Okay. I'm gonna hit subscribe on that right now. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna ingest that. Thank you so much. Hey, Different Gamer. That's who it was, right? Different Gamer. Let me take a look here. Yeah, Different Gamer. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really do. That means a lot. Sharing resources with me and stuff like that, and trying to help. I appreciate you. But yeah, that's what it's. Look, see, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, all of us finding things and sharing things with each other. Hey, stop it. What's going on, Mila? Is she bothering you? We're all stronger as a group. You know, with a goal. If we have a goal, and our goal being in mind to progress, to get better, to do whatever. If we all have a goal in mind, I think we're all better for it. I really appreciate you guys being here with me. That is going to do it for today's stream. That marks an hour on the clock. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another stream. We're gonna be doing it today. It's not only about YouTube, but it's all about money, and there's things that may help you on YouTube. Bro, I'm definitely gonna take all of that stuff in. I'm definitely gonna take all of that in and ingest all of it. And I'll report back to you, Different Gamer. Come back tomorrow so that I can tell you all about what I figure out from that guy. And then I can share with you what actionable steps I'm gonna take. And maybe I can hold myself accountable. Maybe you can help me hold myself accountable, you know? Because I need practice doing that. But that's going to do it for today, guys. I appreciate you. I want to welcome everybody in the podcast. I think we got Pocket Cast. We got several things available now. Welcoming Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Spotify. All of you guys, welcome. And Radio Public. I don't know if I already said that. But thank you so much, for guys, for tuning in. Come back tomorrow for another good morning motivation. And we do it every day. If you guys on the podcast can make it to the live event, oh, man, I'd love to see you guys there. Leave your mark on YouTube. 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on Twitch, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 5:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time every day on YouTube. That's where to find me, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Ashton, Hank the Tank, Pringles, Rafik, Narita, Wild Leo, Jaden Sharma, Julia, Brady, David, all you guys, thank you so much for being in here, weighing in and commenting, being active in the chat, guys. I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a good day. Have a, no, not just a good day. Have a productive day. Take it easy. Peace.